This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. If that's not enough uncertainty and anxiety for you, there's always retail in this economy and the holidays and consumers. Depending on which forecast you believe, retail is either going to be okay or meh. What we do know is that especially for smaller retailers, going into month 9 of this thing, pretty much everything is on the line. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that story.
If a small business could have a soundtrack, Seattle music store Patchworks might sound like this. Owner Tom Butcher composes electronic dance music. His store specializes in synthesizers and other electronic instruments. The 4-year-old business was doing well, but when the pandemic hit, Butcher shuttered the store and laid off half his staff. Sales fell 60%. He reopened in July and
things have been going pretty well for us. In the summer, we saw record sales.
Butcher got a PPP loan. He added curbside pickup, beefed up advertising, and online sales. He also just plain got lucky, selling the right thing at the right time.
I think in the music instrument industry, a lot of people are just staying home. They're looking at ways to, bring themselves joy at home, maybe learn a new instrument or, work on a project that they've been putting off for a long time.
And now?
We're hopeful for this holiday season. Definitely stocked up and ready for, big demand. We hope it comes.
Online sales are up, but Butcher says it's still a hands-on business with a lot of foot traffic, at least in a normal year.
Music instruments is a thing that you really want to touch and feel and play, ideally.
This year, though, with COVID restrictions ratcheting up, Butcher's relying more on customers' imaginations to drive sales. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.